Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A major Kentucky utility announcing an improved broadband internet system that will expand internet connectivity to rural areas of the state. AT&T Kentucky President Hood Harris says 51 counties in the state are in line for the new wireless service.
We're rolling out our fixed wireless internet service, which is a way to get internet to rural areas that are traditionally hard to serve. It's part of our commitment to the FCC through their Connect America Fund, and through that we're going to be what we've already launched in parts of 51 counties across Kentucky. We're already reaching 37,000 homes and small businesses that were previously underserved or even completely unserved. And over the next few years, we're going to expand that to 84,000 locations across Kentucky.
Harris says the new service will address the internet problem in rural Kentucky.
Taking a big chunk out of, you know, that rural internet problem that we often struggle with because it's the cost is so high to get it out there. But with this program, the FCC is helping with the cost. We're using some of our unused spectrum, and the service is a 10 meg download speed, 1 meg up. The prices and data caps and everything have to be similar under law to what we're offering in more urban areas like Louisville, so it really helps to equalize the internet playing field between rural and urban areas.
He adds the new internet is faster than existing services that many people may already have in their homes.
This internet speeds are faster than our old DSL network that people might have some places. That's the wired copper network. So it's really neat what technology is doing. I really expect technology to continue to evolve and give us more and better products to help serve all communities in Kentucky. It's really an exciting time to be in this business.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Harris says there's also been an expansion of cell service that will assist all first responders in the state.
When first responders came into Northern Virginia to the Pentagon or into New York to help at Ground Zero, a lot of them couldn't talk back and forth. They had different radio systems and different protocols, so they couldn't communicate and coordinate the disaster response. The federal government said we need one nationwide system so that if there's a problem in Kentucky and somebody from Tennessee comes up to help a troopers or, you know, ambulances, first responders, fire, they can come up and communicate and interconnect with our folks here in Kentucky.
He says that expansion will come from cell towers that are going up across the state. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.